keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
All right, welcome back to it. One last couple of things here on the Oscars. Then I have a couple other questions here for Lisa Durden, African-American pop culture political commentator and civil rights advocate. Lisa, do you know the first African-American to win an Oscar?
Hattie McDaniel, yes.
You got it. Just making sure we're on line with that. You know, there have been a lot of African-Americans nominated and won big awards. Big awards.
A lot?
I don't know. I mean, really? Morgan Freeman's one of the best.
What's a lot?
I don't know. Morgan Freeman's a great actor. Cuba Gooding Jr. is a great actor. Samuel Jackson should have won. He got cheated in Pulp Fiction. One of the greatest, you know.
A lot of us got cheated. Angela Bassett got cheated in What's Love Got to Do With It. I mean, the list is long. But let me just tell people something. You know, I love it when white folks say, but you guys have had people, and you just said a lot. I don't think it's been a lot. But I'll just make sure to clarify what I mean by a lot is incorrect. Every single time after the hashtag Oscar So White, white folks said, but you know, they can list some names. If you can list names of African American people who won awards, that's exactly the problem. Can you list every single white person who's gotten an award for 88 years? Can you list them all?
I don't know if I could name. I don't know if I could name five
because,
on either side.
That's a lot, because it's a lot.
I don't know if I could name five on either side, to be honest with you.
What I'm saying, to say, you just named two or three. You can't even name all the white folks who've gotten awards at the Oscars for 88 years. That goes to show you the disparity. When you can name the blacks, that's the problem. You can name them on one hand.
All right, so let's shift
Maybe
gears
two.
For a second. Let me ask you this. When it comes to Super Tuesday tomorrow, a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters are accused. Say that again?
Oh, crap. Yeah. What were we saying?
I said, coming up tomorrow, Super Tuesday, and a lot of Bernie Sanders supporters coming out of South Carolina saying that the black voters are voting against their own self-interest by voting for Hillary Clinton, saying that she is pandering to black votes when the Clintons have done little or nothing to help the black community over their time in office in different times. Who do you support for president, Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton?
Well, I'm on the fence, but I was leaning toward Bernie a bit, but I'm still undecided, so I'm going to be watching the debates and reading up on what their platforms happen to be and make that final decision. But I'm liking him more than her. And I will say this about voting. I'm not dogmatic about voting. I'm not dogmatic about the presidency or policy. But I feel like this. I mean, he's a politician, so he's got to say what he's saying because he's running against the person. But Lisa Durden doesn't feel that a person has to vote for who you want them to vote for whatever reason. So if people want to vote for Donald Trump, I'm not going to get angry because guess what? Those who vote for people who I don't vote for doesn't take my power away from voting. So I go behind that curtain and I vote for who I want. I'm not dogmatic. I'm not going to go, oh, you voted for Donald Trump. I'm not your friend. It doesn't matter to me. We all have the right to vote, and we all need to go in there and do our job. And when the smoke clears, we'll find out who's the president. We'll find out who's nominated to run for the office on both sides, and we'll just see what that does. So I'm thinking that, you know, the black folks who supported her are wrong. That's what they wanted to support. Although I may not support her. I may not.
So is America still a racist place, Lisa? Yeah, I mean, and racist in what way?
Of course it is. Unfortunately, of course it is. However, I do not think it's to the point where, you know, it's hopeless and we can't make any moves toward a better situation for everybody. But I just think if we can honestly admit that without having a war and without individuals feeling like it's an insult to them because we're raising the issue that is a fact, then we will not move forward. People go, well, you know, I've been on many shows. Why are you pushing your blackness on me? A white man told me, why are blacks pushing the word black on them because he doesn't see color? Come on, idiot. You look at me, I'm black. Why is it that I can't even name myself? You're telling me to stop calling myself black? Oh, good.
But didn't America elect a black man to be president, not once, but twice?
Well, I'm going to go in the front, yeah.
Didn't America elect a black man twice, back to back?
One black man who was the 44th president of America, 44th president. So in 176 years, we had one black man. Please stop it. In 176 years, we had one black man five. We'll probably stand here for another five. Mm-hmm. 176 years, so we have one black man in almost 200 years, and we're going to think that, you know, there's no race issues. The black president even said on a radio interview, he said, just because you don't say the N-word anymore doesn't mean that there's no racism still here. Even he himself said it. So, like stop.
All right.
We get one black president, and all the white folks say, see, we had a black president. Oh, black president. Can you name all of the presidents right now that have been going on for 176 years? No. You probably can think of it if you had a week to think of it, but it's too many of them.
Actually, I can name
one black president.
I can name them all, but that's okay. That's
well,
not important,
I can, but you get the point.
I do. All right, Lisa, I can hear you're busy. I appreciate your time. And
I'm out in the street.
All right, that'll give us something to talk about. Have a great rest of your day, Lisa.
Thank you.
There you have it. Okay, I'm just going to let that digest for a second. Apparently, we've been a country for 176 years, and 400 years ago, Abraham Lincoln owned slaves. I mean, I let her have her piece. Fair enough. Is there racism in America? Sure there is. She's right about that, and she likes Bernie Sanders. But isn't it a little baffling that somebody wants to tell you about history and tell you about their position and how things should be and so forth, doesn't even know enough about American history to tell you when Lincoln was, you know, in office, or that, you know, we've been a country for a lot more than 176 years. Isn't that isn't that a bit disconcerting, to say the least? The phone number is 888-900-9966, 888-900-9966. And you wonder what we're teaching people. What are we teaching people in general? America's a bad place, and I don't know. Yeah, I just wanted to give you a taste of it. But she stands by that Lincoln owned slaves. And I'm rarely shocked to the point of being near speechless, but I'm right close. That was Lisa Durden, African-American pop culture, political commentator, and civil rights advocate. Political commentator who doesn't know how long we've been a country. Weird. It's Monday on the Steve Griffin Show. I told you you would enjoy it. Or get outraged or whatever.